الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. All praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Allah wahidu yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sab ki sunta hai. Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Marhaba, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Yes, you are watching the Early Echo program. We have some segments lined up. We will also listen to Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to this beautiful Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tera mehram raaz hai tu hai ameen tu hi sarvar hai do jahan پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی یوسف اور ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے اس میں یوسف اور ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے مانگ کے نیا اور ہے مانگ کے نیا اور ہے میرے مدینہ اور ہے یوسف اور ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں آسمانوں پر گئے ادریس و عیسیٰ شک نہیں آسمانوں پر گئے ادریس و عیسیٰ شک نہیں دم تیرے لامتا
وجہ تیرا اور ہے، حسن یوسف اور ہے، آہا کا جلوہ اور ہے، حسن یوسف اور ہے، پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں ہے، خلیل اللہ حبیب اللہ ہمیں فخر عظیم ہے، خلیل اللہ حبیب اللہ ہمیں فخر عظیم، شان خلت اور ہے، شان خلت اور ہے، تاج فطردا اور ہے،
حسن یوسف اور ہے، طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے، حسن یوسف
کوئی بھی نہیں، پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں، جنتی پھولوں کی خوشبو تو مسلم ہے مگر، جنتی پھولوں کی خوشبو تو مسلم ہے مگر، نکہت گل اور ہے، نکہت گل اور ہے، ان کا پسینہ اور ہے،
حسن یوسف اور ہے،
کشتی میں عالم کی نجات، عازمی تھی نوح کی، کشتی میں عالم کی نجات، اہل بیت پاک کا، اہل بیت پاک کا، لیکن سفینہ اور ہے،
حسن یوسف اور ہے، طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے، حسن یوسف
کوئی بھی نہیں، پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں،
طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے، طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے،
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful recitation، عبدالعظیم اتاری سلمہ الباری was reciting this beautiful کلام، پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی نہیں، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، and this is the reality، یہ حقیقت حال ہے، یعنی there is no one like the holy رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، حسان بن ثابت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ has mentioned وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاء، اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر، this is the beauty of the holy رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with regards to his characteristics, his اخلاق, his مبارک habits, his مبارک and blessed habits and manners، اللہ اکبر، it's beyond imagination dear viewers of Madani channel، he says وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ، no eye had ever seen anyone more beautiful than you يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى، اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر، for no mother, how can ever any eye see anyone more beautiful than you? For no mother in the world had ever given birth to anyone more handsome and beautiful than you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ، you have been created free from faults, free from defects. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ، rather it seems as if you were being created You were created the way you wished and desired to be created. Allahu Akbar. You are created in the way you desired yourself to be created. Subhanallah. That is to say, you are totally free from faults and defects, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi, jaise mere sarkar hai, aisa nahi koi. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the poets have recited and have composed beautiful ash'ar and poetry with regards to Husn Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to his Mubarak characteristics, and kash we can follow him and be obedient to him, and surely we will attain success in both worlds. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as I had introduced our Madani Muzakira of Da'wat Islami that happens every Saturday night in Karachi, Pakistan. And this program that we have actually a recap of what was discussed during the Madani Muzakirah. So for those who have missed the Madani Muzakirah, form the habit never to miss Madani Muzakirah. One should, with his family, watch this program, for it is very, very informative and it will increase you in your ilm, in your knowledge as well. Subhanallah, a questioner had asked His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, please mention the method of stopping a yawn. So the answer was given. One method is that whenever you feel like yawning, then think about the blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, that the honorable and blessed Anbiya alayhimu salam did not yawn. It will instantly stop. Another method is that the bottom lip shall be pressed with the upper teeth. So you can use your upper teeth to press and bite on your bottom lip. This would also stop the yawn. For example, if you go hard, when you feel like yawning, you bite your bottom lip hard, without of course making you feel pain, without doing it so hard that you feel pain, but in a way that is manageable. So inshallah azza wa jalla, this will stop the yawn. If you feel like yawning during salah as you are in namaz, then stop the yawn in this prescribed method, while placing the back of your right hand on your mouth. And if you are in any other position, then you can use the back of your left hand to cover your mouth. If you are in salah, because in qiyam, when you stand in salah, your hands are folded. And if your hands are folded and you are in qiyam as you are standing erect, in this position, if you yawn, you should use the back of your right hand to cover your mouth. Whereas if you are in any other position, such as in tashahud, so on and so forth, then a person can use his left hand, the back of your left hand, to cover your mouth. This is the proper method and manners in salah to cover the mouth from a yawn. Yawning, of course, also is that shaitan enters the mouth when you yawn, you feel more tired and fatigued. So try this method, dear viewers of Madani channel. Balki, some other scholars of Islam have also mentioned another method, is that whilst you're in salah, if you press your navel with your left hand, with the thumb of your left hand as you're in salah, this as well helps you to stop the yawn, and you would not yawn in salah. Because once you start yawning in namaz, it becomes a habit, and then your mind and your heart isn't present in salah because a person's body is tired. That's why it's very important to perform your salah on time. Whenever azan goes, try and be punctual with salah, whether you're working in the office, whether you are doing housework, whether you are, anyway, doing any other work, whatever responsibilities you have, if you have time in hand and adhan goes, time is up for salah, try and perform your namaz on time. The blessings of this is something else altogether, dear viewers. Let's move forward, mashallah. Another question was asked that, whilst offering salah with a chadar, would salah still be valid if someone covers his beard? The answer to this is that it will still be valid. However, having chadar during salah in such a way that it covers the mouth and nose is makruh tahrimi. It's a simple one, makruh tahrimi. You get two types of makruh, makruh tanzihi and makruh tahrimi. So if you are in salah and the chadar and the shawl is placed on your body in such a way that it covers your nose and your mouth together, this is makruh tahrimi. A chadar and a shawl, it should not be in that position. Another questioner had asked, what is Baytul Ma'mur? Baytul Ma'mur, and where it is situated? Allahu Akbar. The answer to this is Baytul Ma'mur is the name of the Qibla of angels, and it is situated right in line of the blessed Kaaba on the seventh sky, and angels perform its tawaf. So it is directly above the actual Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarrama on the seventh heaven and sky. And this is the Kaaba and the Qibla for the angels, for they perform tawaf of that holy Kaaba, which is directly above the Kaaba of the earth on the seventh heaven. Allahu Akbar. The name of that Kaaba is called Baytul Ma'mur, and this Kaaba is called Baytullah. Insan and humans perform tawaf of this Kaaba, whereas the Qibla for the angels is called Baytul Ma'mur, which is on the seventh heaven. I'm saying the same thing in different ways so that we don't misunderstand this, mashallah. So that is called Baytul Ma'mur. Subhanallah. Look at the Qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How holy and how blessed is that maqam and the place where the Qibla of the angels are and they perform tawaf of that Kaaba. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to do good work, dear viewers. May Allah pardon our sins and forgive our major and minor sins. Another question that was asked. If someone offered salah while wearing the sweater inside out by mistake, to say upside down, usko hum ulta pehne, then would his salah be valid? These are some important questions. Rozmarra zindagi ke hawale se hain, for we read our salah, we use clothes. How should our pants be? How should our dressing be? It's important. It is necessary because this is your salah. And remember, salah is the key to Jannah. For example, if you take a chabi, you take a key, and you notice a key has grooves. If one groove is damaged, chabiyon mein daate hoti hain, designe hoti hain, jiske wajah se agar ek bhi daant toota ho, ek bhi groove toot jaye ya kharab ho jaye, to taala na khulega. The taala and the lock would never open no matter how much you try. Take this example and try to understand what I'm trying to say. That according to the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your salah, your namaz is actually the key to Jannah. It is the key to paradise. And if any one of this chabi and this key is damaged, meaning any of your farz, your wajib, your mustahab, of course, which is preferable, but at least fard and wajib, the faraid and the wajibat of salah is so important for us to know. And that is the grooves of this chabi, of this key. If any one of it is damaged, how will Jannah open for a person who performs salah incorrectly? You have the key, but it's a damaged key. How would you ever open the doors to Jannah with the damaged key? Because you did not pay attention to the faraid and wajibat of your salah. Have your hands on a book called Laws of Salah. Please have your hands on this book. You can obtain this book by the social media. In other words, by the internet, inshallah, www.dawudislami.net. You can browse to our library section and you can download various books, interesting books, mashallah, including Laws of Salah, that has everything with regards to your namaz. The questioner had asked this question. If somebody has to use a sweater, for example, which is upside down, will his salah be valid? The answer to this is yes, it would be valid. Offering salah, clothes worn inside out, upside down. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has considered this to be makruh tanzihi. One was tahrimi, which is a major makruh, and one is called tanzihi, which is a little lighter than that, but one should avoid this as well. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And a very informative scientific question that was asked. Alag alag aur tarah tarah ke sawalat poochhe jaate hain, mashallah. And if you watch Madani Muzakira, you would notice Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah that sits with a panel of ulamas and muftiyani kiram. Alhamdulillah, over the years, thousands of muzakirat have been finished and completed in the month of Ramadan, aside from Ramadan, throughout the year, during special events and occasions, mashallah, these programs are conducted at the Madani Markaz of Da'wat Islami in Pakistan. It is so informative, mashallah. A question was asked that, Are stars bigger than the earth or smaller? کیا ستارے جو ہوتے ہیں وہ زمین سے اس زمین سے کیا بڑی ہے کہ چھوٹی ہے؟ اللہ اکبر. And the answer that was given was they are bigger than the earth to the extent that the smallest star, جو سب سے چھوٹا ستارہ ہے, the smallest star is 8 times bigger than the earth and the largest and the biggest star is 120 times bigger than the earth. Allahu Akbar. The smallest star is 8 times bigger than the earth, whereas the bigger and the largest star from amongst all the stars is 120 times bigger than the earth. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allahu Akbar. Which bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla are we ever going to deny, dear viewers? Look at this. Look at this creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How unique. They are thousands and thousands of light years away from the earth. Yet they shine and they glitter. And look at the size. Ki zameen jab itni badi hai, to ab zara soche. Sitare jo hazaron laakhon ki tadat mein aasmanon pe hai. How did Allah Azza wa Jalla create them? کوئی نہ کوئی تو اس کا مالک ہے, کریٹر ہے, بنانے والا ہے. Look at the trees, پتے پتے کو دیکھیں, گھاس کو دیکھیں, کسی چیز کو بھی دیکھیں, وہ اشارہ کرے گا کہ اس کو کوئی بنانے والا ہے, اس کا پیدا کرنے والا کوئی ہے. And it is none other than Allah Azza wa Jal. The trees, the mountain, the stars, the moon, the sun, the sky. Allahu Akbar. It is so amazing, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. They glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla. The poet says so beautifully.
Bulbul tooti parwana, har ek uska deewana. Bulbul tooti parwana, har ek uska deewana. Kumri kiska mastana, kumri kiska mastana. Kaun chakod ka janana. Allahu, 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 la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah. Juz mein wo hai, kul mein wo, rango buye gul mein wo, juz mein wo hai, kul mein wo, رنگ و بوئے گل میں وہ, افغان بلبل میں وہ, افغان بلبل میں وہ, نغمات کل کل میں وہ. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ. مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جرا, مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جرا, دل کو کر دے آئینہ, دل کو کر دے آئینہ, جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, so there is someone who has created us, and that is none other than our Rabb, our creator. He is our provider, our Malik and our Khaliq, the Khaliq and creator of this entire universe. It is Allah Azza wa Jal. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah, the acceptor of repentance, the bestower of blessings and bounties, the owner of the Day of Judgment, our provider and our cherisher and nourisher. our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Let's move forward, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah. So that was question was regarding the stars in the sky, mashallah. Another question I had asked, how is it to use the zamzam water for cooking? Khana pakane ke liye kya zamzam pani ko istemal kiya ja sakta? The answer that was given, yes, you can use zamzam for cooking as well. Aisi baat hai, ye pani barkat wala pani hai. Is pani ke zariye se bimariyan dur hote hain, subhanallah. If you drink this with good intentions aur koshish kare ki aap is pani ko piye, subhanallah, with good intentions, achhi achhi niyaton ke sath, yaqinan aapko uska sawab bhi milega aur is pani ki barkaton se aapki muradein puri hongi inshaallah azza wajal. Ji haan, murad bhi puri hoti hain. Is tarah ke kai waqiat hain. Zamzam water is a very holy water, we all know, mashallah. It is important to respect this water, but if you have it at home, then just not just keep it, but rather make use of it. Use the water for drinking. You can use it for cooking as well. And there are blessings in this water, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah. Let's take in some fillers in the morning, mashallah. We have some Madani pearls that we would love to listen and watch. Alhamdulillah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, the supplications of beloved born none of Allah Azza wa Jal, such as Islamic scholars, pious saints and all righteous people against someone, are very dangerous and dear calamity full of destructiveness. The curse of these pious predecessors is such a sword that no shield can withstand against its strike. It is the poisonous arrow of destruction which never misses its target. Therefore, it is compulsory for every Muslim to take special care throughout his life that he saves himself from their bad supplications by not disrespecting the pious people even a little bit, but rather he should continue to make efforts to gain the du'as of righteous people. Because if righteous people supplicate against someone, it becomes a horrible sign of destruction, and their du'as are extremely beneficial. It is stated at another place that du'a of Allah loving people are like the arrow which does not miss its target at all after being shot from the bow. Therefore, we should take great care that we do not become the victim of any curse and should not say like the people who have no knowledge of Islam. Nothing will happen by anyone's du'a or curse. Their cursing traits are all fake. Instead, we should believe that the du'as and curse of pious people are very effective. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, this was our respected Zain Kaleem Attari sallamahu al-bari, who was giving us these Madani pearls, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq to make amal. Ji haan, kaash hame tawfiq mil jaye. The impact of pious people's dua. Aap duaen lete rahein logo se, duaen karte rahein aur duaon ki darkhaast bhi karein. Khaas karke jo Allah wale hain. Don't ever lose this opportunity. If you tell someone to please take my name, you are going to Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwarah. Please don't forget, if you cannot forget to take my name and make dua for me as well. So dua which is made behind the person to say in his absence is very, very effective. So especially if they are pious people, ask them to make dua. They are closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla in that sense. And if they will ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for your forgiveness, then you will see your bakhshish and your forgiveness as well. Alhamdulillah. The question was, what is meant by huququllah and what is meant by huququl ibad? So the answer given, huququllah means the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, fasting, sawm, namaz, hajj, zakat. These are the rights of Allah known as huququllah. Those not fulfilling them violate the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. It means if you have missed even one salah, you have violated the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as far as huququl ibad is concerned, these are the rights of people. Allahu Akbar. So there are many rights of people, for example, providing for those who are under one's guardianship, returning the loan after taking it, protecting one's dignity, so on and so forth. These are the rights associated to insan and people, to one another. Your wife has a right, your child has a right, your parents have rights, you as a husband have rights. And because we live with each other, therefore Allah has given us hukuk and rights. You gotta maintain those rights. If we violate the rights of any human being, we feel pain, we feel takleef, and we have to ask for forgiveness. Otherwise there will be grudge, malice and hatred. Can you imagine when a person violates the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla? So just as important the rights of Allah are, likewise are the rights of the people. Or just like the rights of people are important, likewise is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we feel it difficult to violate the rights of people, we should feel even more difficult to violate the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should feel ashamed if we have done so and seek forgiveness if this was done. So this is meant. So both of the rights have a lot of importance. Therefore, the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla shall not be violated, nor shall the rights of people as well. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us strong as far as this is concerned, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Time for us to move on to the next question for this morning that was asked, mashallah. The question is, can young children call out the adhan? Kya chote bachche adhan de sakte hain? Simple answer, Amir al-Sunnah had said, if young children are sensible, if they are sensible and they know how to perform adhan correctly, अजान के जो अल्फाज है अगर वो सही तलफ्फुज के साथ, अदायगी के साथ, मखारिज तजवीद के साथ, जिस तरह अजान कहना चाहिए, अल्फाज दुरुस्त होने चाहिए, अगर वो बच्चे सेंसिबल हो, इफ दे आर सेंसिबल, दे नो हाउ टू डिस्टिंग्विश बिटवीन राइट एंड रॉन्ग, सही क्या है गलत क्या है, एंड दे नो हाउ टू प्रोनाउंस द अजान करेक्टली, देन ऑफ कोर्स दे कैन कॉल आउट द अजान. माशाल्लाह, सुभान अल्लाह. Another question that was asked, it is allowed to use the water of wudu in which a fly or mosquito dies. If there is a bucket of water and in the bucket of water we see there are flies and mosquitoes which are dead inside, can a person now use this water for performing wudu? The answer to this question is simple. If a fly or mosquito or any other similar insect that does not have such quantity of blood that flows out equivalent to any amount, to some amount, blood does not flow out of its body when dying in water, the water will not become impure. If blood does not flow out of the body, or if the body does not contain that amount of blood that can flow out in some quantity, then that water, that pani, is not impure. If someone performs wudu using this water, his wudu will be considered to have been made, even though one will find it unpleasant and he will be reluctant to perform wudu with this water, yet it will not be considered impure. Zahir se baat hai, dil nahi chahega, zahir se baat hai, machchar hai, cockroach hai, ya jo bhi insect ho is pani mein. A person will be reluctant, he will be hesitant, he would dislike using such water to make wudu. वो बात और है, लेकिन शरीयत की बात चल रही है कि क्या फिर वो पानी जायज है कि ना जायज है. शरीयत हैज मेंशन दैट वाटर इज टू परमिसिबल, दो इट इज अनप्लेजेंट एंड ए पर्सन विल बी रिलक्टेंट टू यूज इट, बट फ्रॉम ए शरिया पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू दैट वाटर कैन बी यूज एंड इट वुड नॉट बी कंसीडर्ड एज इम्प्योर. हाउएवर, इफ एनी एनिमल सच एज लिजर्ड और माउस that has such quantity of blood that flows out in some amount when dies in a container, cooler tank or bucket, then that water will become impure, because it was a mouse or a rat or any other animal, a lizard, that has blood that can flow out in some amount of quantity, then that water will be impure. Subhanallah, how beautiful is our deen, how beautiful is religion. So if a person is in a situation where there's no water to use and he only has a bucket of water, aaj bhi ye masail hote honge, duniya kitni badi hai, kahan kahan log baste hain duniya mein, in villages, in gaons, in the outskirts of the cities, in the mountains, people have shortages of water, people save water and use, hum qadar nahi karte kyunki hamare paas bahut sara pani hota hai, nal khole bas pani nikalna shuru ho jata hai. So we don't pay respect and we don't pay any heed to something which comes in large amount. Jo cheez hame zyada milti hai us cheez ki qadar hum nahi karte, jo cheez kam milti hai uski qadar hum zyada karte hain. Pani chuki bahut zyada hoti hai hamare mulk mein to hum uski qadar nahi karte, lekin jin logo ke paas pani nahi hoti hai wo mushkilat se guzarte hain, to make wudu, to have a bath, to wash clothes, they don't have water, the scarcity of water, so So they know the value of water and they bachao and they save water. Katre katre ko bacha bacha karke wo use karte hain. To usi tarah hum bhi khayal rakhe ki ye ni'mat hai, Allah ki ni'mat hai. It is a great bounty. Jab bhi koi shortage ho pani ka tab tabhi uska hum khayal karte hain, uski ahmiyat ka pata chalta hai ki kitna ahem hai. How important it is to have water for survival. So respect water and make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for granting us this beautiful fluid and liquid, which is the best liquid. Chahe aap koi sa bhi uske samne aap cheez rakhe, peene wala koi saman hai. Aajkal, today in this day and age, there are so many different varieties of beverages. Tara tara ke drinks milte peene ke liye, pyaas bujhane ke liye. Lekin sabse behtar pani hai. The best among all is water. Other drinks bring about sicknesses and diseases and problems upon problems. फिर जा करके कोई कहता है कि भाई अब मैंने बंद कर दिया, मैं ये नहीं पीऊंगा, पानी पीऊंगा. माशाल्लाह जो पानी पीते हैं वो तंदुरुस्त भी होते हैं. दे स्टे हेल्थी, दे स्टे गुड, दे स्टे फिट. इट इज एक्सट्रीमली इंपॉर्टेंट दैट यू कैरी ए बॉटल ऑफ वाटर विद यू टू वर्क. कीप ए बॉटल ऑफ वाटर विद यू ऑल द टाइम. और आप तवज्जो करते रहें कि आज दिन भर भी हमने कितना पानी पिया. अल्लाह का शुक्र अदा करते रहें और सही सलामत रहें. We make this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to understand these matters and to make abundance of shukr to Him. Subhanallah. Here we go, dear viewers. We have another question which is so nice to know, mashallah. A question I had asked Amir Ahle Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhabi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, that what will be the Sharia based ruling if the khutbah of nikah is not performed? The answer is, reciting the khutbah of nikah is a sunnah act. If it is not recited, yet nikah will be valid. However, the sunnah act of reciting khutbah will be missed. It is a sunnah to perform the khutbah of nikah. If a person did not perform the sunnah, to zahir se baat ye sunnat ka jo sawab hai wo nahi milega. Matlab us sunnat par amal nahi kiya gaya. Baki nikah, the nikah and the marriage itself will be done. It will be performed. Subhanallah. So if there was ever a situation where nikah could not be performed for whatever reason, then people should not panic and say that this affected the nikah itself, because the ijabu qubul, the acceptance, the offer and acceptance is something else, and the khutbah itself is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. MashaAllah. So another question I had asked. It is common practice amongst the people that they ask each other for dua. Some people prove it from a blessed hadith that once Rasulullah said to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, "Oh Umar, remember me too in your duas." Is this hadith true? Agar hum ek dusre se kahiye, pehli wali baat hogi. Abhi kuch hi der pehle hum yehi sawal kar rahe the ki ek dusre se hum duaon ki darkhast kare, to kya ye hadith se sabit hai ki hum kisi se kahe ki aap please hamare liye dua kare? Is this proven from hadith? Is it correct? So the answer to this is, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, "I requested permission from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to go for Umrah." Ye main Umrah ke liye jana chahta hoon. Ye kaun keh rahe hain? Second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "I requested permission from the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can I perform Umrah?" Rasulullah granted me permission and said, "Oh my brother, remember us in your dua and do not forget us as well." Who is saying this? Rahmatul lil alameen, khatamun nabiyyin, shafi'il mudhnibin. Allahu Akbar. The greatest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, that you are going for Umrah, so do not forget us as well and make dua for us as well. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The thing due to which I experience the greatest joy in the world." Anyhow, we request dua from those people who are known to be pious. There is no harm in it. However, we should request dua from common people as well. Yeh zaruri nahi ki bas wahi jo muttaqi hai, hum usi se duaon ke liye kahe, balki jo bhi aam musalman ho, aam mu'mineen ho, hum har kisi se keh sakte hain ki wo hamare liye dua kare. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu would say to the children of Madinatul Munawwara, "Oh children, make dua for Umar that he be forgiven." Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. This is the same Umar in whose opinion even verses of the Quran was revealed. Allahu Akbar. This is the same Umar radiallahu anhu that He says, I am the dua of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur Paak sallam made dua for Umar and for this Ummah and for Islam to be benefited through Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the same Umar that when he came into the folds of Islam, namaz could be read openly, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. He's the same Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu that says, if I had to find a dead goat on the bank of the river, then too I fear accountability in the court of Allah azza wa jalla, that I will have to account for its death, for it to be laying dead on the river bank. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, he says to the children of Madinatul Munawwara, aap Madinatul Munawwara ke chote chote bachcho se farmaya karte the, ki Umar ke liye duaen kare, Umar ke liye duaen kare. Aap zara soche, yet he is amongst ashra mubashara, yaqeenan aap jannati hain, aap sarkar ke pehlu mein aaram bhi farma rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. He is resting next to the Holy Rasool, next to Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an. Phir bhi aapka ye haal hai ki aap roya karte the aur bachchon se farmaya karte the ki mere haq mein dua kare. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because children's duas are answered. They are small. Aap unko train kare ki duaen kis tarah se mangi jati hain. Chote bachche hote hain. Teach them to read namaz from a little age, inshallah, zawajallah, and ask them to make dua for you as well. Let's move forward, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. Are the parents aware of their children's life in the grave? Are the parents jinke intiqal ho chuke, jin maa baap ka intiqal ho gaya, kya wo qubur mein, apne qubur mein, kya unke upar unke bachcho ke halaat aya hote hain, kya unki ilm hai ki unke bachche kya kar rahe hote hain? What are the children doing? This revealed to the parents in the grave? The answer to this is good and bad deeds of children are presented to their parents, to their deceased parents, every Friday. On seeing good deeds, they become happy and their faces lighten up. Meaning, this is as a sign of joy and happiness, ke their chehra and their face become so bright. Allahu Akbar. And they become grieved, they become sad, if their bad actions are presented to them. There are stories and parables that explains that Sahaba, or even Tabi'een and Tabi'i Tabi'een, our pious predecessors were so concerned about this, that their actions should not be presented in a bad way in front of their parents. So wo ye koshish kiya karte the ki dunya hi mein ye muamalat ko wo nipta dete the, taki ye amal, ye action unke family walon ke samne, inke khandan walon ke samne intiqal ke baad khole na. It should not come into the open. Ab zara soche, jo ye nahi chahte ki those who dislike that their actions should be opened in front of their parents, wo is cheez ko pasand hi nahi karte ki mere bure amal mere maa baap ke samne zahir ho, to wo phir kis tarah se chahenge ek qiyamah ke din hamare amal Allah ke bargah mein khule aur Allah azza wa jalla hamara hisab o kitab le, tamam anbiya ke samne, auliya ke samne, autab ke samne, the entire creation of Allah azza wa jalla will be present on the day of judgment and our sins will be exposed. So is cheez se bachne ke liye hum yaqinan koshish kare. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. The person who concealed the faults of a person in the dunya, Allah azza wa jalla will conceal his faults on the day of judgment. Jo dunya mein aib poshi karega, qiyamah ke din Allah azza wa jalla will cover his faults as well. Koshish kare ki hum is par bhi amal kare. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. We have come to the end of our program, dear viewers. We would like to sign off with our Madani Maqsad of Da'wat Islami. We say shukran to all those who have watched this program. You have been part and parcel of this program. Watch Madani channel. Share the video for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Stay good, be good, do good. And remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah. Allah.